Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles. Welcome to the Money Ripples podcast today. I'm so excited to have you guys here because today we're going to talk about the thing we always talk about. This show is for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom and cash flow now, not 30 or 40 years from today, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of others. And guys, thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect for you. Now, you guys have been binging, you've been tuning in and sharing and doing all these things. And most importantly, you're applying this stuff. You're actually making it work for you. So thank you so much for making this real in your life so we can create a greater ripple effect across the world today. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, go subscribe to the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. Check out, there's other videos beyond our podcast that we go deep into certain topics coming out just for you. So be sure to tune in right now and subscribe.
Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out.
Okay, guys, so I got a special guest here that came very, very highly recommended to me from John Lee Dumas. Some of you guys have known Entrepreneur on Fire. I know I've been on that show several times, and John is just a rock star of a guy. And he shot me an email. Now, you got to understand, if John shoots an email to you, it's got to mean something, because the guy does not take time to do hardly anything, okay? It doesn't matter how many years I've known him. Even talking to him is not always an easy feat. He shoots me a personal email, says, Chris, you need to get Krista Mayshore onto your show. And so that's exactly who we have today as our guest. I'll just give you a little bit of knowledge about her. We'll have her fill in the gaps, of course. But she was the top 1% of coaches nationwide. What's even cooler is she's the author of 4 best-selling books of digital marketing and was named Yahoo Finance's #1 digital marketer to watch in 2021. Well, guess what? We're in 2022. So you're watching her right now. She's here. So and we're going to talk about some amazing things, because if you've ever wondered about what like guys like Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi are up to, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. So Krista, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. This is just great to be here, Chris. I love it's just so relevant right now for people, you know, and love your life, enjoy your life, make money and spend it, and, you know, for yourself and others. So thank you for having me.
Well, and you're a living proof of this. I mean, you've made like $40 million in the last 4 years. You've been featured on like Forbes and Fox News and all this other kind of stuff, right? Give us more about your background and where you came from, because I know you didn't start off with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Yeah, no, I haven't. So, you know, I always think that sometimes when people see people that are successful, it seems like they've always been successful, and they assume like, oh, they just came out of nowhere, you know? And I always kind of like to tell people just a teeny bit of my background, and that is that I haven't lived at home since I was 13. I started running away when I was younger from some family issues that were happening, and found myself in juvenile hall and in group homes and then in a foster home. So I haven't lived at home since I was 13. And then I became a teacher, put myself through college, and then left teaching and got into real estate. And I was just working my butt off. I mean, I didn't even realize just how much I was working until I look back now. I worked like I was never not working. I mean, I was on vacation and getting up at 3 a.m. and sneaking down in the lobby and working for 6 hours and then sneaking back in bed so my kids and husband wouldn't know. And then I was on the zip line, you know, taking calls, and it just got to a point where I was just, I was exhausted and I wasn't happy anymore. And I was making great money. I mean, I made, you know, around, I think $1.6 million gross when I left real estate, but I was miserable. And so I made the decision one day to change what I was doing, kind of like what you teach your people. And I opened up a coaching business. And it has just been, it was hard. Like the first couple of years was definitely hard. I've been in it about 4.5 years now. And I'm super happy, super fulfilled. I love giving back to people. It's kind of a teacher at heart. But I have my life back and I have time back. And I've my income has just, you know, we do now in a month what I used to make in a year. And that's, you know, had you told me that 4.5 years ago, I don't think I really would have believed it was possible, especially doing what I like, right? So yeah. I think anybody has the ability to do something if they have a strong enough reason that why they want to do it. Like they really, truly have a mission. I know people kind of overplay that, but I wanted to like see my kids grow up. And, you know, my daughter graduated from high school and I realized that I was absent for most of it. And I just found myself kind of in a depression a little bit, realizing I missed so much. And so that's why I made the change like quickly too. I got to a point where I was like, I can't do this anymore, Josh, my brother, come, you're going to be me. I'm going to show you how to be me and I'm going to leave. And so that's kind of what happened.
Yeah. Well, what would you say? Like, I mean, really making a launch from real estate to a coaching business are two very different business models. Mm-hmm. You know, what would you say is kind of that thing that really helped you be able to make that transition and not only just do that, but just knock it out of the park?
Well, let's be honest. I didn't knock it out of the park at first. Like it took me, you know, we made $1 million in the first 11 months but it cost me $1 million to make $1 million, right? Like no one ever talks about that. Like, oh my gosh, you know? So it was very, very hard. And there were times where it's like, it took us about 11 months. And also we had some really quick momentum, made a few million more. And then we had like a year where it kind of shut down, right? When COVID hit, we were almost at a point where we were going to go out of business. Quite frankly, I was taking my real estate business to pay for my coaching business, selling houses to pay for my coaching business. And then we just really adapted what we were doing. And it just like, we kept tweaking and changing and we found that sweet spot of what really worked. And we just honed in on it. But it wasn't that it was so different. So what I did was I found what I was really good at, which was selling real estate. I was in the top 1% of realtors nationwide, 17 years in the running. And I thought I could teach this to somebody. I remember watching Russell Brunson, reading his book, Expert Secrets, watching a webinar and then, you know, paying $25,000 to go fly to Boise and be trained by him. And that was, he's what helped me, you know? And I've always found that if you want to do something well, you find someone who's done it and you model what they're doing so you can collapse decades into years. And that's what I did. And it's been great. You know, I learned from someone that was doing it. I read his books, watched his podcast, watched his training, hired him as a coach, and then just implemented what he told me.
Yeah. I'm going to kind of take it back a little bit because, you know, many people talk, you know, there's often moments in your childhood that kind of drive you as an adult. We're really just big children in older bodies, right? You know, what do you feel like is the thing from your childhood that's really been driving you?
So I have a very good relationship with my parents. Let me just say that. Like my mom is one of my favorite people in the world. My dad is my best friend. They are the most amazing people. But my mom was physically when I was younger. And that's what caused me to start running away. And so when I was married about, you know, 20-ish years ago, my husband at the time had an affair and he ended up like, we had just moved into a new house and I had just sold, I just left my full-time teaching job because my daughter was sick and I wanted to stay home and take care of her. What drove me was when he left and I had this house with two little girls, I wanted to keep them safe and secure in their home that it drove me to sell 69 homes my first year in real estate. It drove me to, you know, just, you know, my best year in real estate, I sold 169 homes. It drove me, I wanted to keep them safe. So the childhood, you know, the fear growing up, the feeling unworthy, the feeling unloved, the feeling like I wasn't good enough, it has driven me to want to provide something completely different for that aspect of my grandma. Because there was also a very loving, great part. It was almost like I was living in two different households, if that makes sense. But
yeah,
I wanted my kids to feel safe. And so that strong why is what drove me to do so well in real estate so I could provide a good home for them. I kept them in the house. We didn't have to sell it. We, you know, we made great memories there. And then it was that. I know it's not the right answer, but that's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, it makes sense. I mean, it really does. Cause I mean, you saw you know, where the home, I mean, the home is really that solid place, right? I mean, who cares about all the success you have in your life? That home, your life, your family life is failing. You know, it's like, there's no amount of accolades somebody can give you if all of a sudden your family life sucks, you know, and for you to be able to say, no, I want to be able to protect them. Right. I mean, really kind of come in, which is kind of like a masculine and feminine energy all wrapped up in one, right? Nurture and protect.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, but when you, like I said, you have enough reason why, you'll do anything, you know. So
that's right.
I think like a lot of your listeners right now, like they, you know, they want to get out of the rat race, right? They're you know, they're at a point where they're either looking for a side hustle or they're wanting to start a new hustle. They were like I was when I was, you know, in real estate and just working my butt off. And there was an opportunity that presented itself. And I think what we have to do as people is we have to make sure that we're listening to, call it the universe, call it the higher power, call it God, whatever it might be. And we have to listen to those callings. And, you know, I remember just being told for several years, Krista, you should be a coach. You're so inspiring. You're so inspiring. You're so motivating. You know, you should be a coach. And I remember reading the book, Think and Grow Rich, from Napoleon Hill. And it talked about that, like, you know, when you have this calling or, you know, you have to listen to it, but most people are afraid to listen to it, right? Like there's something that they're good at, or they have a skill, or they have this calling to do something, but because they're so used to, you go to college and you get a job and you work for 9 to 5 and you work for a corporation and you do this thing and you don't go outside of the box, that they're so afraid of going outside of the box that they don't ever, you know, do things that might seem scary or fearful or uncertain, or that they have no idea how to do, right? I mean, I had no idea how to become a coach. And I was scared like crazy, you know, and I thought, my parents told me, and again, I'm very close to my husband. They said, Krista, we love you. But normal people that are 45 years old, they don't leave their career making $1.5 million a year to be something different. No one's going to pay you to coach them. We love you, but don't do it, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, man, what if they're right? And there was plenty of times when I was doing it that I was like, they're right, I shouldn't be doing this. But I'm so glad I did it. And I listened to that inner voice and I took the risk and I learned and I kept, you know, learning and doing and learning and failing and failing and failing and doing and doing and doing. And even those failures, they weren't really failures. I was just learning how to adjust, how to modify, and how to adapt. So for your listeners out there who are thinking about doing something different, or your viewers, and they're thinking about like, okay, I have this thing I want to do, but I'm scared and I don't even know where to start. Like the goal is you just start, you know, you just start and you learn as you go. And each time that you make a mistake or do it wrong, you really are not doing it wrong. You're just learning what not to do, you know, or how to, how to do it different. And I think that's one thing that, you know, we've really, really improved over the past 2 years. It's like all the results happened. So it's been about 4.5 years we've been in business. And the first 2 years were difficult, right? I mean, you know how it goes. It's like hard, the momentum. And when COVID hit, we were at about a 6-week burn rate to be out of business in the coaching business. And so we again started taking more trainings, and we learned to start doing these challenges. And then we learned how to do like an event that's virtual once a month. And we did the first one really well. And then since then, we've just done that one thing, and we just keep changing little parts of it, adjusting, modifying, you know, how do we make it a little better? What can we add to it? And there's been times where like 1 month we were set to do $3 million. It was a $3 million month. We've done it 22 times now. So we know now if I get this many people in, this is what I'm going to produce, right? Yeah. So we were set for a $3 million month. And we adjusted one thing. I was told to do this one thing, so I changed it, and it cost me $900,000. And ouch. You might be like, and I was like, oh man, that sucks, you know? But we learned not to do it again, and we learned to go back to what we knew were working and then try to get better key performance indicators and make modifications. And so it's been awesome. And I'm happy that I took the risk. I'm happy that I didn't listen to people that loved me and wanted to help me and told me not to. And if you're out there, you can do it too. It's just a matter of finding the right mentors, finding the right people to help you. Keep listening to, you know, to Chris and watching his YouTube and listening to his people and going for it.
Absolutely. Well, that's an awesome story. And I think there's so many key factors in there too, because like I said, so many people will get caught up on the mistakes and then they'll kind of go on this downward slope, right? They're just like, oh, I messed up and it's horrible. Or they think that it's their fault. Like, well, even if it is their fault, that's somehow indicative of who they are as a person, not really it's just like that strategy didn't work. move on. Let's try another one, right? Let's try what actually could work.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's a very important thing. What's your favorite thing about coaching right now for you? Like what's been the difference between that versus being an active realtor?
Well, first of all, I have way more time now. So, you know, when you're a real estate agent, your phone is ringing 24/7. There's zero boundaries. People are calling you at all hours of the night, every holiday, every vacation, every week and every night. You do not have any downtime at all. And so that's that. Now I just do group coaching. There's nothing one-on-one. Nobody has my cell phone number. I've created an amazing program and have great team members that help me fulfill it. And I'm able to really help people. I mean, we're really able to help people. And especially right now, I think that, you know, one of the most common things people are Googling right now is how do I survive the recession? How do I make sure my business survives? What do I do during the recession? And what I want people to know is that right now, more than ever, is there's so much time, there's so much opportunity for you. I cannot tell you how many people I know that have had their best years of business since the pandemic happened. Like it like defined them and it opened up all these new possibilities. So if you're watching this or listening to this right now and you're afraid of what's happening, like just tell yourself, just keep saying to yourself, this is a time of opportunity. This is a time where so many billionaires were made. Some of the best companies in the world were made during times of recession. Now is the time that you can do it. Don't let the fear hold you back. People get scared and they just stop. And they let the fear paralyze them. So what we do is I don't listen to the news. That's part of the reason why I'm on here is to promote, you know, Tony Robbins has been a dear mentor to me. I've gone to his trainings, read his books. I'm obsessed with his course right now that I'm taking. And they have this Thrive Challenge that they're doing that's really, and I'm going through their training, which is just phenomenal. I mean, because I never ever promote anything I haven't gone through, because I've paid like so much money for courses, and sometimes you'll pay money and it's like, you pay 50 grand and you're going, oh my gosh, what did I just pay? And sometimes you pay $1,000 and it's better than a $50,000 course, right? So I don't promote something I haven't taken, but I've taken it. And I feel like it's just so good for people right now to what they're doing. And if you go to thrive135.com, that's thrive135.com, you'll learn all about it. I'm taking it. I have a pre-challenge right now that I'm doing with just to help with their mindset. And I think what I love most about coaching right now, Chris, is that I get to like really, really help people. I mean, I know people say that, but I love people. I'm one of those people that I want to be liked. I want you to like me. I want to like you. I want us to, you know, I want to see people succeed because I was a teacher. So teaching is my thing, but I love being able to really, really help people understand that they have like limitless power within them and they have so much potential. They just need to learn how to tap into it. And they need to learn how to be able to keep going, because people's biggest problem is that they stop when they get stuck, or they don't have belief or certainty in themselves. And that lack of belief and that lack of certainty makes them not execute or take action, or they'll take little action and they'll say, see, I told you so, it wasn't going to work, because they told themselves to begin with. So
I think self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. People just need help. They just need help. You know, like I would never be able to be where I'm at if I didn't hire coaches to help me. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's great. And we're going to put that in the show notes for sure too. So, and I was going to ask you, like, what are you guys working with Tony as well as with Dean Graziosi? Because I know I've known Dean for a few years now. And I mean, the guy is an awesome guy. Tony, I've heard the same thing, even though I've never met him personally. I mean, just two very genuine, good people. And for you to partner up with them on that, I mean, that's exciting. I mean, that's two of the best coaches in the business, along with yourself, which is just like all these rock stars. I think that's amazing.
Ah, thank you. Yeah. I just had Dean Graziosi on my podcast and he's going to be on again on Wednesday. And they want to help people. They're, you know, they don't need the money. Like Dean Graziosi does not need money. Tony doesn't need the money, but they want to be able to help people get through this hard time. So I'm partnering with them on a challenge. And it starts August 2nd. It runs for a week. They're going to go about an hour and it's free. It's 100% free. I mean, imagine getting coached by Tony and Dean directly, where they're literally going to help people kind of figure out where they're at, where they want to go, and help them to get through the recession and be able to, you know, very, very affordably, you know, figure out how to make extra money, make extra income, have that side hustle, change that career. And I wish I would have had what I'm going through now when I started, because they really break things down so well. And I'm just excited. So if you just go to thrive135.com, thrive135.com, and you'll learn all about it. And you can sign up. And I have some great bonuses too to give to people, mindset training, business tactics to help them. I'm going to be personally walking through everyone that goes through their challenge with them and helping them, you know, hold them accountable, get them excited so they don't just stop. And I'm excited about it. And I really thank you so much for letting me come on here and talk about it. I really appreciate it, Chris, so much, and mean that too.
Absolutely. No, and that's just a gracious gift. I mean, like you said, I mean, people have, you know, paid all of you guys tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars even to get kind of training like you're talking about there, and to be able to have that available and be so timely right now, where you're right, people are mentally thinking we're moving it, not just in a recession, but even when there's a mental game going on, when people start to really get tripped up on the emotional side, it becomes a depression, not just a recession, right? I mean, that's even worse. That's more severe. And there's no numbers that explain a depression necessarily. That's just something that happens because of the mindset. Right now is like the most opportune time to shine and to set yourself apart, especially if you're trying to be a coach. I think this is your time right now is to do that. And I think this is perfect timing right now for everybody to take advantage of.
Yeah, I think, and it is. And they like Russell Brunson's going to be teaching Alex Hormozi, you know, Alex Hormozi, right? Uh-huh. Lisa Nichols, Jenna Kutcher. I mean, all these amazing people that have accomplished such great things that came from really humble beginnings. Like Jenna, she's a great example. She, you know, she was working and hated her job, and then she started a photography business, and now she teaches photographers, and she's, you know, going to be teaching on that too. So yeah, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to, you know, help everybody go through it and encourage them and inspire them and let them know that anything's possible, but you have to start and you've got to try and get out of your funk. And so we can't do it alone. Like I've found that, you know, through coaching, and there's so much research on people trying to make changes, and change is so, so difficult. And even with death on the line, 9 out of 10 people, there's studies that they can't make a change, but when they have a coaching and they have accountability and they have support, which is what we're going to be offering during that challenge, then you're able to make the change. So we all need help right now. So I'm just excited to be part of it.
I agree. Well, Krista, again, thank you so much for your time. It's so generous and yeah, this is awesome stuff. And everybody else, like, this is the time to act, right? I mean, you can think about doing something, you could be, you know, debating it back and forth, but ultimately your time is right now. What are you going to do with the time that you've been given? How are you going to be able to get your why, you know, that why to really motivate you to do something bigger and greater than what you've done currently? I know I'm in that same camp with you guys. I'm excited to create that ripple effect. And this is a great way to create a bigger ripple effect for yourself as well. Go check out thrive135.com. Everybody make it a wonderful, prosperous week. See you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.